and Sierra Leone People's Party's presidential bid. Elections are coming up in March in 2018, just barely 3 months away. And he tried the last time in 2012, but lost to the current president, Ernest Bai Koroma. Now, though, he'll be facing a new contender from the governing APC, as well as others. Here in London, Julius Madabio has been telling Paul Bachabinga about his message to voters in Sierra Leone.
I have a message that resonates very well with Sierra Leoneans. One of the things I have been talking about, which I will just hint on now, is free education from primary, pre-primary school to high school. That is the end of secondary school. We have a country in which 3 out of 5 adults cannot read and write. And we talk about development. Every government has been talking about developing Sierra Leone. I think it is absolutely patent nonsense to talk about development when you have that sort of socioeconomic indicator that 3 out of 5 adults cannot read and write.
So free education, so free primary and secondary?
Primary and secondary.
How are you going to pay for it?
Good. I intend to pay for that by first stopping the leakages. We have serious problems about duty-free that has been given quite a lot by our government, tax exemptions to companies that really do not deserve it. And when you put that together, it's so huge. That alone, just taking care of that alone, is enough to provide this very essential service of educating our population.
Education is not cheap. You can't just say that by blocking up these holes, you can actually pay for free primary and secondary education for all young Sierra Leoneans.
It is so huge. We have worked the mathematics. It's so huge. The leakages in that area are so huge that they can actually take care.
But what's your ballpark figure in terms of what you're going to use to pay for this education?
I cannot put that now, but I have worked the mechanics.
Surely it's 3 months to go to election. No, no, you should know how much it costs to educate.